This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on Periodic Labour Force Survey 2023-24. The participants are Amit Nirmal, Deputy Director General, Employment, Ministry of Labour and Employment, and Lalima Aneja Dang, Anchor.
Employment or unemployment is to a great extent a barometer of a country's economic progress. And it is dependent on various factors such as education, training, labor demand supply, skills, opportunities, and many more. Well, for more on this, we are now joined by Deputy Director General of Ministry of Labor and Employment, Mr. Amit Nirmal. Welcome, Mr. Nirmal, to Akashvani Studios.
Thank you for inviting me.
Mr. Nirmal, we just had the Periodic Labor Force Survey, PLF, as we call it in short. How often is it done and what is its significance?
The Periodic Labor Force Survey is one of the most important survey in respect of employment and unemployment data, which is being conducted in the country. But before we see the Periodic Labor Force Survey, we need to go back into the history and to see how this employment and unemployment data was being conducted. Actually, the National Sample Survey Organization used to conduct a quinquennial survey on employment and unemployment data. So this quinquennial survey was used to be conducted in 5 years period, and the frequency of the data receiving was not that good since it was coming out in every 5 years. And considering the dynamics of employment and employment situation in the country, it was envisaged that we should come up with an annual survey at least to come out more frequent data on employment and unemployment. And accordingly, in 2017-18, Ministry of Statistics and Program Implementation through the National Sample Survey Organization initiated the Periodic Labor Force Survey. Now, if you see that this is the most important labor force survey in the country, in the sense that it covers whole of the country and it covers all sort of occupations, industries, and gives a comprehensive data on employment and unemployment situation. And most importantly, since 2017-18, it is being continuous survey. So we have a timeline of the data available with us and we can see how the trends in the situation of employment and unemployment is progressing in the country.
And how important is PLFS, or Periodic Labor Force Survey as we call it, in policy making?
To go further deep into the Periodic Labor Force Survey, we may need to see that what are the indicators which are coming out of Periodic Labor Force Survey in terms of employment and unemployment. So there are three major indicators which comes out from the survey. One is labor force participation rate, another is worker population ratio, and third is, of course, what we all know is unemployment rate. So what the labor force participation rate is actually? The labor force participation rate is, you can say that if we see whole of the country, then there are three type of people. One who is employed and working, another who wants to do work but is not getting any work, that is unemployed, and the third is who can't work, like people who are in education, training, or they are too old to do work, or maybe due to disability or dependent on remittance. So these are three different type of people in the country, and out of these three, the two set, that is employed, working, and the another one is which is not working but wants to do some work, that is unemployed. So these two together form labor force of the country. So this labor force is one of the indicator, and if you see that survey report which has come out for 2023-24, the labor force participation rate in the country has increased by 10% from 2017-18 to 2023-24. Here I must also add that 23-24 is the survey period, and survey period in the Periodic Labor Force Survey is July to June. So 23-24 means the data is available from July 23 to June 24. So we have very latest data available in terms of Periodic Labor Force Survey. And the another indicator, that is worker population ratio. Worker population ratio is nothing but the employment rate of the country, and it is calculated on the working age population, which we take as 15 years and above. And of course, for all ages, but data which we use is basically for 15 years and above. And this worker population ratio has increased by more than 11%. So in the case where labor force participation has increased by 10% from 17-18 to 23-24, worker population ratio has increased by 11.4% from 17-18 to 23-24, which implies that more people are getting jobs, more people are getting employment opportunities than the people joining the labor force of the country. And as a result of this, unemployment rate in the country has consistently and persistently gone down. In 2017-18, it was 6%, which has come down to 3.2% in 2022-23, and sustaining at in 2023-24, it is also 3.2%, which implies further that the number of people who joined the labor force, they all got employment opportunities, or at least the same number of people have got employment opportunities, because of which that unemployment rate is stable in the country.
Right. How do we ensure that the representative sample that we have used is as accurate as possible? And secondly, when we talk about employment, of course, you have given us a very nice delineation of employed and unemployed, but there's also a grey area in our country. There's an unorganized sector. How do we ensure that a person who's self-employed or a person who's employed in the agricultural sector or an unorganized sector, does he also get involved in this survey, and do we also take him into account?
Yeah, definitely. Actually, PLFS is a very comprehensive survey conducted throughout the country, and a very, I'll say, systematic scientific method is used to conduct the survey. Whole of the country is divided into rural, urban stratas, and then different stratas based on the population size and all together. And the most important point of PLFS is that it captures employment at a household level. So you see that employment is such a vast subject. It has such a vast coverage because every household is a potential employer as well as employee.
Right.
Because you are an employer, you have a maid or driver or something like that. And in contrary, you are also an employee. You are working somewhere, or even you may be self-employed, or you may be a casual worker, or maybe helping in your household enterprises. So the subject of the survey is in household. So this survey is conducted at a household level, which makes it comprehensive to cover all the segments of the employment, as you have said, that self-employed, casual worker, even helper at the household activity. So all these people are getting covered, and as of course the coverage is of the whole of the country. So I'll say it is the most comprehensive survey we have for employment and unemployment data.
We are now celebrating 10 years of Make in India, and definitely the government's approach has been that manufacture in our country so that we increase employment. In fact, every step that the government takes, the idea is to increase employment in the country. Now, there is a gap between education and skill, and the fact is that we also have a very robust skill development ministry at work. How are the skill development programs helping in increasing employment?
See, skill development is one of the most important part of employment scenario, because if you talk to industry, you talk to employer, they'll say that we are not finding the right talent.
Yeah.
Even we are not finding the people. Even if you see at a household level, it is difficult for us to find good plumber or carpenter or people to work in our household activities. On the other hand, we have many people who are not finding the jobs, as what we say. So basically, this is what the employment paradox is, that there are people without jobs and there are jobs without people.
Right.
And bridging this gap is what perhaps is the most important part, which is being done by Ministry of Skill Development and Entrepreneurship. Mm-hmm. And they are doing a remarkable job connecting skills on the basis of the demand of the industry. So it is the demand-driven skilling program which are being implemented across the country. And in this case, we can also see that the number of skill force, the formal skill workforce, it is also increasing. And one of the interesting data which we came across through periodic labor force survey is that once a person is formally skilled, then his chances of employment get increased, and probability is 2/3 more to get an employment opportunity.
Right. In fact, every now and then we hear of MOUs being signed by the government and various industry organizations so that the right skills are being imparted. We also have another issue in our country which is very, very peculiar. We will just have Navratris coming and then we have the marriage season coming. There is a huge number of gig workers and they prefer to go back to the villages for the harvest season. How is the government ensure that they are employed well and that they are taken care of well, some kind of social security is being provided to them?
You have raised a very interesting point. In fact, Ministry of Labour and Employment is having a national career service portal. So this national career service portal is basically a sort of employment portal which links job seekers to the vacancies posted by the employers. And on national career service, there are more than 60 lakh active job seekers and more than 33 lakh employers. And as on today, if you see, it has more than 18 lakh active vacancies available on the portal. So festival season is coming and e-commerce industries, they are doing a lot of hiring. In this way that employment opportunities will be available on National Career Service for the gig workers as well as for all the job seekers available and seeking work in the country. So this will connect them to the jobs which these e-commerce industries are putting up.
Amitji, we also find that there is a gap between education and industry and we have a new education policy, NEP. Where do you see the national education policy? Is it trying to bridge the gap which we find between a person who's just passed out, whether as an engineer or as a graduate, and not being able to be employed by the industry because of lack of skills? How would you view the NEP?
NEP is a very important step in case of increasing employability of the youth and those who are coming out from graduation, post-graduation, or even at the schooling level. So there is a very huge demand as well as requirement to give vocational skills to those students right from the beginning, right from the school level. In fact, I also remember that when I was also in school, there was SUPW subject was there.
Right.
So there was that attempt at that point of time itself was to skill the people, so skill the students from the very beginning. And now the vocational skilling is important. And in fact, I used to say that we should have a skill as an identity for individual. So it is that skilling. What is the skill you have? That is the identity which each person should have. And for that purpose, that national education policy has rightly came at the right point of time when we need this skilling, vocational skilling and vocational trainings. Very much there is a requirement and demand for this. So I think it will definitely help us. And even if you see, there are a lot of surveys done by private agencies, particularly if you see that CII, VBOX or other reports, they also say that the employability of youth is increasing in the country year by year.
So clearly government's efforts are showing results, as you said. Last question, very important, gender. How do you see the participation of women in the labor force, men versus women?
Yeah, very pertinent question, and this is very heartening also in, to see that, as I have told, that labor force participation in the country has increased by 10% from 2017-18 to 23-24, and the share of female is very high. It is 18%. So female labor force participation has increased by more than 18%. Similarly, if you see that worker population ratio, that is employment, though overall both male and female taken together increases by 11.4%, but again the female share in this increase is 18%. So both in the case of labor force participation, so more and more female are joining the labor force, more and more female are coming to join the economic activities and getting empowered. Similarly, more and more female are getting employment opportunities and the employment rate, that is the worker population ratio of female, has increased more and higher compared to male in last 6-7 years in this country.
Right. On that positive note, it's time to wind up. Nirmalji, thank you so much for sparing your precious time to be with us and updating us on the employment scenario of the country. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you so much for inviting me.
You were listening to a discussion on Periodic Labour Force Survey 2023-24. The participants were Amit Nirmal, Deputy Director General, Employment, Ministry of Labour and Employment, and Lalima Aneja Dang, Anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashwani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsttalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.